Come on now. Come on now. Huh? Oh, come on now, dear. Say it with me now. 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1. There we go. My goodness, have you made getting possessed your hobby lately or something? You stumbled up here in a daze, waving your arms around and shouting all sorts of scandalous things. So I had the other shrine maidens bring you to these chambers. Clearly, I believe I need to perform a proper exorcism. A cursory look will tell me where the trouble lies. No, I'll get your clothing. No need to fuss with that. Your heart is beating fast, but nothing wrong there. Your breathing is shaky, but I can't sense any signs of trouble. Your chakra, those are fine too, which means... of course. Your heart is a rock. How long has it been since you felt sweet release? My, my. That sort of control for a strapping young man like yourself. That's almost impressive. And I believe that backing up is causing your susceptibility to possession. Let me explain while I start taking care of business. Now, sit still. If you start bucking into my hand, you'll regret it. There. You see, it's much easier for a yokai to possess someone with a need unfulfilled. Without a proper ritual like the one we performed before, only those in most desperate need of something will be easily preyed upon. As, it seems, were you, dear traveler. Twitching. That's a good sign. I would have thought with your entourage you'd barely have anything left in here. What's going on, Trouble in paradise? Now, don't lie to me. I can see right through it. You've not slept with a single one of them, have you? Have you ever even had such a thing done before? Someone else jerking you off? What? Such vulgar terms don't suit me? Don't flatter yourself. You might be special among humans, but you're merely a human regardless. And someone who was only an hour ago, rambling on about seeing my tails at the top of his lungs for all to hear, deserves no special formality until he's repented that sin. Oh, did my grip get too tight? You'll live. But we can't have you coming yet, can we? No, we can't. I'll make you learn your lesson, I wonder. Did you know they say sakura blossoms get their vibrant pink color because they soak up blood from the ground? Oh, yes. Our beloved Inazuma has played host to a great many battles, and our beloved thick-skulled shogun led many of them herself. It would not exaggerate far to say that nearly every inch of Inazuma's soil has, at one time, had blood upon it. Oh, no, I'm not implying anything. I just needed something to talk about while I waited. What, want to hear more scary stories? My, so easily entertained. Perhaps if you started off by apologizing or repenting, I might just let you get off and tell you a few more interesting tales. So go on. Tell me how sorry you are. Tell me how you'll never, ever, ever talk about if the Gujii has a tail ever again. Yes, just like that. Such a silly little thing you are. Such an overactive imagination. Okay. I suppose I can give you a break. After all, we don't want those big, mean, scary yokai putting you in the passenger car once more, now do we? Yes, that's it. Let it all out now. Yes, all of it. I'll keep my hand going until you're well and fully done. Like that. Yes, just like that. There we go. But no, don't get up. You're not allowed to leave yet. That's only one stage of the exorcism, you know. And I believe there's much more we need to get out of you first. So, how about that scary story,